our own Jim Jones, who's head of the University of Florida Climate Institute and a NIFAS professor, began this a number of years ago with three other fellows right here in Gainesville who have a computer modeling background, trying to bring the latest computer technology to being able to forecast the future of agricultural production. So this is very important now with the advent of climate change and how it's impacting agriculture production around the world.
Payne says the program has become so popular that it's now in over 200 countries. They meet at various places around the world, but this time they're all coming to Gainesville.
We really appreciate the meeting here because these are some of the world's leading mathematicians, climatologists, and other agricultural scientists who are being brought together to consult using computer technology on trying to predict the effects of things like climate change and sea level rise, which is a consequence of that, anywhere in the world. And, of course, that's especially apropos for Florida agriculture, being surrounded on three sides by water that we're very concerned about. So we're excited about that. They'll be here for a week. The name of the game is collaboration, to have folks from all over the world. And it's just like our fight on citrus greening. Not one university or one scientist can solve these problems. These problems are global, and it's collaborations like this that we have the best chance for success.
The first event, February 23rd through 25th, will focus on ways that models can account for the potential effects of global climate change on pest and disease pressures. The second event, February 25th through 28th, is an AgMIP Global Annual Workshop and will feature a wide-ranging slate of activities. To learn more, simply go to agmip.org. That's AGMIP.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.